Workman, Brother and Sister, W.D. St. Helena, California, July 17, 1908. Mrs. Mabel Workman, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. My dear grandchildren, I am glad to get an opportunity to write to you, even though I may be able to send only a short letter. Several times I have commenced a letter to you, but each time something has come up that has required my attention, and I have not been able to finish. This time, however, I hope to complete it. I often, in my mind, look toward Tacoma Park, a place that has been of great interest to me. Your grandfather, I think, never saw this beautiful spot. The Lord selected this place for us for the establishment of our printing house and our school and sanitarium. Here a work of education may be carried on after God's order. Here principal and teachers should pledge themselves to become true Bible teachers, keeping ever before them the glory of God. If those who hold positions of responsibility in this work are guided by the counsel of God's word, all difficulties will be wisely and successfully met. Christ is the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He is to be the source of our knowledge, our guide in education. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto him, we may increase daily in wisdom and knowledge. Let us be faithful to the trust committed to us. Let us make the Word of God our guide in all matters. We each have a character to form after the divine similitude. We have a duty to perform in maintaining strict temperance in eating and drinking and dressing. And we have the perfect pattern before us in the life of Christ. It is your privilege to study the guidebook. With determined effort, keep your thoughts toward heaven. Christ is your leader. Following him, you will grow in knowledge of his will and way. You are bought with a price, and it is your privilege to give to others an unerring example of the charity, the love, the righteousness of Christ. He came to the world to teach all, high and low, rich and poor, how to become partakers of the divine nature. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. What a privilege is ours! We need faith, a living, growing faith, if we would become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. I am thankful that you have the privileges you are now enjoying. I have a great desire to see Washington once more, and I believe I shall see it sometime in the future. I hope also to visit Nashville and see the school and sanitarium there. I am thankful that we have at Tacoma Park a sanitarium that is capable of advancing the Lord's plan of education. The instruction it gives in lines of practical missionary work should serve an excellent purpose. The restoration of health to the body should lead to the restoration of sin-sick souls. All our schools, those for the colored as well as those for the white people, should be furnished with facilities for giving this line of instruction. The students should be taught how to care for the sick. This branch of the work must necessarily be conducted on a smaller scale in some places than in others. But in every place it should bear the mark of thoroughness. For habits of thoroughness and neatness will be a great recommendation as the student goes out to engage in practical work. I have been instructed that it is the Lord's plan that there be cooperation between our schools and sanitariums, and that sanitarium work should be done in connection with our school work wherever this is possible. Means will be needed for this work, but even though we may be limited in our facilities, it is our privilege to have the mark of perfection on all the arrangements made. And this will inspire confidence in the work and in the truth which we profess and teach. I have been shown that the cheap halfway work that has been done in some of our institutions has hurt the reputation of our sanitariums and has brought reproach upon them. It has resulted in a loss of confidence and a limiting of the means that would have come to our work in gifts and offerings. The Lord has permitted adversity to come because of carelessness and of a cheapness that has existed and which should be put entirely away. Those who hold positions of responsibility in connection with our health institutions should regard it as a privilege to take advantage of every circumstance to benefit the institution. Sanitariums should be connected with our schools because it is of the greatest importance that the students be taught how to care for the sick. There is need of sanitarium facilities in every mission field that shall be entered, and these should be planned for with regard to the location of the school interests. Whatever may be the measure of such sanitariums in regard to size, they should be perfect in their methods of instruction and plan of arrangement. I thought you would like to read these things, and so I write them. All who are sent to new fields need this instruction. We have a deep interest in you, and pray that the blessing of God may attend you. In regard to my health, the warm weather has not been favorable for me. Yet I am grateful that I can keep at work, for there is much to be done. Your father is busy all the time. There is some talk of having Ella go to Brother Workman's for a short visit. Ella's baby is a good-natured boy, but the care of him is new work for Ella, and she carries a burden that is a little too much for her. It may be, if she visits at Brother Workman's home for a while, this will prove a blessing to her. Arthur White is well and strong, and is, I think, the best-natured baby I ever saw. Now I must close. Be of good courage in the Lord. Make him your trust.